Cowboys and Indians.
How about games that were played, especially games more like games played, line games, or games played in the street?
Red Rover, Red Rover.
How's that played?
You'd all line up, and somebody from the other team, you'd say, Red Rover, Red Rover, let so-and-so come over, and then you had to kind of break through the line. You know, when everybody joined hands, and they usually flip over the...
if they didn't break through the line...
Then he'd have to stay on that side.
And try again? Or he joined. Oh, I see. Only
he'd join the team.
The people who could break through the line kept on...
Would go back, and the person who stayed on the other side the longest.
And he could go through that line any place he wanted?
Any place he wanted.
Okay. How about any other games that you can think of?
All-American Eagle.
What's that?
What was All-American Eagle? It wasn't All-American. It was American Eagle.
Okay.
That was something on the order of Red Rover. Only I think it was rougher. The guys played it. I don't know. I think about four of them charged the line.
At the same time?
Yeah, and they could all go back at each other. You know, they could have four going in one spot. You know,
I see.
Kind of put their arms around each other, which would really be rough. Mm-hmm. You know, and this time you wouldn't. You could go. You could hit them. And just not the hands. See, before you could just go through the hands. But you could hit them. That was a little rough with just the guys usually played that. Sometimes the girl got brave.
Okay. How about, did you ever hear of a game called Buck Buck? How many fingers up?
No.
Or did you ever hear of a game that was played something like this? The guy would get up against, for instance, a wall, head down like this, and then he would have, and the guys would jump on his back. Did you ever see a game like this played? The game played, one guy would stand.
He'd face the wall?
No, one guy would stand with his back to the wall.
Yeah.
And then another guy would put his head in the guy's stomach and he'd hold him like this. And then the guy who was standing against the wall would say, Buck, Buck, how many fingers up? And the guy with his head down here would have to guess how many fingers the guy at the wall was holding up. And if he couldn't guess, then they would jump on his back. And then he would keep on piling on his back until they crushed him. You never heard that one?
No, okay. I saw it played.
Yeah,
a couple
you
times.
Have? Well, that's good. Where? And where, though? That's what I'm getting at.
Over at Hale.
Okay. Can you think of any other games like that, especially rough street games, or games involving any kind of really really crude games that you can think of?
Prisoner's ball.
Okay. What's that?
Somebody stand in the middle, and everybody get a ball. And have them help him, he got hit. They'd usually start out with about 10 kids in the middle with about 50 around them.
Uh-huh.
And we usually played this in gym, but we never got rough until the teacher went into the teacher's lounge. You know.
Uh-huh.
And then we started throwing everything but medicine balls at him.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who stood with the last guy was the winner.
Uh-huh.
And if he got hit, then you'd join the outside and you'd get to throw at the guys in the middle.
Uh-huh.
This was pretty rough at times, especially when the guys played. Because after the teacher went in the thing, they'd go in the equipment room and get baseballs, and football and stuff like this, and those things hurt when they're thrown
there. Any other games that you can think of?
Dangerous games would be stick 'em.
Okay, what's that?
It's the bit where you spread your legs and you keep on throwing the knives. You know.
Knives?
Yeah. Yeah, you stand like this, and they throw the knife right here, and you have to stretch. And then you'd throw over there, and he had to stretch where you hit it, only if it stuck. And it was like this, and you know how many kids are coming with knives in their feet?
Yeah.
You know, they used to go across the street for the pleasure of the place, because they didn't play it on it. And,
any others, like, anything else that you can think of?
Rockabye.
Okay, what's that?
The guys would play that. That's something like prisoner's ball. That's why they call it rockabye. If you get hit with the rock, you go by. You know, you join the outside.
Is there rocks?
Yeah, rocks instead of balls. That was
this wasn't played at school.
No, this was played at Hale on the school ground. Usually after school, the guys would play rockabye.
Any others like that?